91X News.
It's 12 degrees and overcast. I'm Sarah Iannetta with 91X News. A trial underway in Kingston has heard three teenage sisters and their father's ex-wife were victims of honor killings. A Montreal couple and their adult son are charged with the killing of four women whose bodies were found inside a submerged car in the Rideau Canal in June 2009. Crown attorney Lori Lascelles told the jury the family was upset that the girls had boyfriends. Court heard that days after the bodies were found, the girls' father was recorded saying there is nothing more valuable than honor. 2 months after his regime was pushed from power in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi has been killed. A doctor reports the ousted Libyan leader was shot twice, once in the head and once in the chest. Leslie Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations says Libya's future remains uncertain as the country's various factions have lost a reason to cooperate with each other.
They could unite against Gaddafi. That's the one thing that united him. I doubt that there is little else. Mm-hmm. And from now on, most of their interests will diverge, even conflict.
Gaddafi's body was later paraded on top of a vehicle through the streets of Misrata. Premier Dalton McGuinty's new cabinet has been sworn into office. Chris Bentley moves from Attorney General to the Energy Ministry, Deb Matthews remains as Health Minister, and Laurel Broughton is the new Education Minister. The opposition says it's a case of same old, same old. They say that the Premier should have put new faces into the cabinet, since voters sent the government a message of change. But McGuinty went with veteran politicians to steer the province through choppy economic waters. Winnipeg police say they need a legal opinion on whether to lay charges in the death of a homeless man after a lengthy emergency room wait. Shinta Puxley has the story.
Winnipeg police say they've concluded their investigation into the case of Brian Sinclair, but won't say whether they're recommending criminal charges be laid. Constable Natalie Aiken says police have sent the file to Manitoba's Crown Attorney's Office for their opinion on whether charges are warranted.
This is a unique case with unusual circumstances, and a legal opinion is required.
Manitoba has in turn forwarded the file to Saskatchewan Justice for legal advice. Sinclair, a 45-year-old double amputee, died of a treatable bladder infection 3 years ago after waiting for 34 hours at Winnipeg's Health Sciences Center. Shinta Puxley, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Newlywed music wonder Michael Bublé says he's loving married life. He says he's eager to start a family with wife Luisana Lopalito, but he doesn't want his bride to rush into anything.
I'm careful because she's young. She's 24. And I want my wife to live a happy, full life. I want her to do things that all the kids do that I got to do when I was that age. And then when she's ready, you know, have kids. I don't ever want to have, you know, her look back at 30 and say to me, you know, Mike, I think I did this too soon.
Bublé is about to release a new book called On Stage, Off Stage and a holiday CD called Christmas. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. Out of an NHL games tonight, there's 11, and 7 Canadian teams are in action. Phil Kessel and the Leafs are in Boston at 7 p.m. In preparation for tonight, the Leafs have recalled Nazem Kadri from the AHL's Toronto Marlies after Colby Armstrong injured his ankle in yesterday's win. Nashville is in Vancouver, and both teams are struggling this year. The Predators have lost 3 in a row, while the Canucks have just two wins in their last 6 outings. Elsewhere, Winnipeg is in Ottawa and Montreal goes to Pittsburgh. Finally, the New York Rangers are in Calgary and Minnesota is in Edmonton. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates play the Campbellford Rebels tonight. That game's 7:30. Game 2 of the World Series, that's tonight in St. Louis. Jaime Garcia is getting the nod for the Cardinals, who have a 1-0 series lead after their narrow win last night. Colby Lewis is on the mound for the Texas Rangers. National Football League, Cleveland Browns president Mike Holmgren says contract talks with running back Peyton Hillis are quiet now, but the team is still opening to extending his contract. New York Jets defensive back Antonio Cromartie told the New York Daily News today that during his days as a San Diego Charger back in 2008, the team hid a minor hip fracture he suffered early that season. According to the Associated Press, Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo needs major repairs that are expected to cost anywhere from US $40 million to over $100 million. The project would be linked to Buffalo Bills renewing their lease within 2 years. That's sports. Email us your team or league scores. sports@91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
It'll be cold and cloudy tonight with a low of 8, but the rains have finally stopped. Expect another chilly morning tomorrow and maybe your only chance at seeing the sun. Reaching a high of 11 tomorrow afternoon, the skies will stay cloudy and gloomy. It's 12 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.